is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
are you on?
I hear you, baby.
I'm here to present the certificate of baptism to Sister Jerry Hayward. To those of us out there that's judging and saying why this grown woman is getting baptized. How many times do we get married before we get it together? Hallelujah! How many times do we get married? My sister.
My Lord.
My sister. This day, sister, that you died to the world and rose to Christ.
My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Bishop. Thank you.
We thank God. Everyone today that's present. I thank him for our salvation. For bringing us out to this place this day.
Yes, sir.
For our baptism today, I want to say this time I was also baptized twice. So when I was earlier, they baptized me because I was trained for to be baptized.
Right.
And told it was necessary to be baptized, but I hadn't found Christ yet. So the second time I was baptized in Pleasant Green Missionary Baptist Church. And I thank God for it today because, see, what you got to do, you got to get saved before you get baptized. That's the whole purpose, that you're going down into his death with him. And as he come up, you come up in the newness of life. And I thank God for that this day. We are gracious to God for you, all of you today, for being here. And, you know, I visit a revival this week and I caught some wisdom from the preacher that was preaching. He gave me something I never heard before. And I took it to heart and I started examining myself and see where I was short or what I didn't know. I'm always open to learn. And when I know it's of God, because the Spirit of God is in me, and I can discern whether it's of God or not right on the spot. And I thank God that this brother, he's taught this week, and he brought to my attention some things that we must always partake of in order to please God. Today we're going to be talking from the book of James. This is the brother of Jesus Christ. He's one of the ones that didn't believe in Jesus till after Jesus had rose from the grave. Then he started believing in Christ, and he became one of the main speakers at Jerusalem. We thank God for that. Many of us today didn't believe at first.
Yes,
we knew of him, we heard about him, but we really didn't know him.
Yes,
and when you get to know him, you got to show him.
Yes.
If we don't show him, then we don't have him.
That's right.
The Bible tells me if a man don't believe that Christ coming in the natural body, you don't know God. Hadn't been born again. Today we're from the book of James, today the 3rd chapter, 7 through the 14th verse. We're going to try to come through that for you today and try to get some understanding of what Jesus is saying to us and what the Word of God is saying to us. From James 3, starting with verse 7, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of the things in the sea is tame, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water.
Yes, sir.
Who is a wise man and endowed with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And the 14. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart,
yes, sir,
glorify not, and lie not against the truth. You may be seated.
That's all right. That's all right. Whip me out.
Whose tongue are you speaking in? It can't be both. Got to be one. Whose tongue are you speaking in? You know, in the early church at Jerusalem started receiving the power of the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. They spoke in an unknown language only them and God understood. And what we do today, we are got to speak all the same language that Jesus spoke. Jesus was clear because when he said, he spoke not a word but what his Father told him to speak. We have to do the same thing today. We don't need to run here and run there and run there. We got to say what the book says. If we don't say what the book says, we out of order with God. We learn every day, y'all. We live every day. The Bible goes on to tell me here, say, we tame everything that got life in it on earth. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the serpents, even the old snakes. And the things that's in the sea, we tame them. And have been tamed of man. Everything on this earth, man tamed it. And the Bible tell us, everything that got life in it is subject to us. And we need to, as disciples for Christ, we need today to understand how we speak. Our voice should be speaking the things that come from above. Not the things of the earth which are fleshly, but the things that come from above. When we say we hear from God, we hear from God, and God going to make it clear and going to make it understandable to us because he's speaking to us. Now, the Bible goes on to tell us this. He say everything on earth, man has tamed it.
Yeah.
I don't care how trivial it is or non-important things are, man tamed it. God gave us the ability to tame every living creature that got life in it on this earth. And it was our responsibility. God told us to do that. Everything was under our supervision. Now, you know, sometimes we say, boy, if I was this, I could do this. But you are. Everything you say, you are. God put everything in you need. All things are possible, but we got to believe in Christ. We today, under the supervision of God, right now, and whatever the words say to us, just do it. I used to get up and say, Lord, what you want me to say? And the book was full. I ain't had no good sense then. The book was full of what to say. But I was hunting something else to say. And that's just how I was out of connection with God. So I said, Lord, what you want me to say? You got 66 books in the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And it's full of what to say. And what he say is what God said. You can't go wrong saying what God said. So we're always right, but you got to follow the scripture. And you got to get wisdom of the scripture. How you get wisdom of the scripture? Read it over and over. Don't just go over it one time. Read it over and over, and the wisdom going to come in. That's a promise from God. You're going to get the wisdom. Just keep reading. Keep meditating. Keep studying the word. And you're going to get the understanding of the word. Jesus said, I taught not a word except for the use of what? Of a parable. He wants us to understand everything that he said. He don't want nobody to perish. I don't care how smart you are. It ain't your smarter that gets you nowhere. It's the prayers of the saints. It's the prayers of the forefathers. If Jesus told us he wished that none of us perish, it ain't me how great I am now, what I'm doing right now to make me prosper and be in good health and sanctify me. It's because the people before me was praying prayers.
Yes, Lord.
to God, and God can't change. He never will change. The backyard prayer, our grandfather, ancestor, they was praying for us. When we was in slavery, they was praying for us. Those people was in the field just praying and asking God to help us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Preserve us, Lord. And God heard their prayer. They was working for nothing, being whooped against their will. And they were singing, they were using the tongue that God gave them, the one that come from heaven. And we got to do the same thing today. We got the same thing. We pray a lot of prayer. We say a lot of things. With this mouth here, we say things to hurt people. Yes, with this same mouth, we say things to help people. Yes, but you got to know which one that you want to say. Amen. If you've been born again, you're going to speak the things that come from God, not the things of this earth. Because, see, we start lying on earth, and everybody on earth start lying.
That's right.
And we'll think they're right. Only God is right. Let every man be a lie. Let God be the truth.
That's right.
We today, we say things to hurt people. Listen to me good. I'm a doctor in that. We say things to hurt people's feelings.
Yes.
God gave us the wisdom. I don't care how much truth you got in you. God gave me the wisdom to know how to tell it to you. Just because the Bible said it, you got to know how to present it. If you don't present it right, you're going to run somebody off. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. We got to meet the people where they are and remember where we come from. You weren't always saved. You didn't always love your neighbor, yourself, love your enemy. People told us to love our enemy, and I'm going to tell the truth. It was kind of hard for me when you told me to love my enemy. I know he's trying to get my head and I'm loving him. I had to get born again. I had to get born again before I learned how to love my enemy. We today got to follow and speak the things of God. That's why I said the tongue is untamable by mankind. Only the Holy Spirit can tame our tongue. Only the Holy Spirit can tame our tongue. We'll say anything. We believe we're right. Everybody in here believe they're right. But what you got to do is go to the law book and check yourself and see if you're right. This is the only way, true way to go. It's through the Bible. If it ain't in the book, leave it alone. Don't come up with me to my guess. This is what it means. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Stop guessing God and know him without a shadow of a doubt. And he's going to take care of you. He's going to fulfill all your needs.
Yes, sir.
Satan, the old serpent, was in the garden. And God had already given instructions what not to do. Satan, what he did, he called Eve, which was the weaker vessel. The devil going to always break in the less one or the weaker one, get him to talking, and people going to start running behind him because he want to gain. See, Satan know he already destined to hell. He already know that. All of us in here know that. If we ain't born again, born of the water and of the Spirit of God, we're destined to hell. And you ain't going to miss hell if you don't repent. You can't get to heaven except you go through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and I'm looking at the book, the Bible says the tongue can no maintain. You can teach me all the stuff you want to teach me. You A to Z. That ain't going to help me. If I don't understand what you're teaching me, that ain't going to help me a bit. I got to understand what the being taught in order for me to walk in it. And say the tongue, can't no man. So if ain't no man can tame it, got to be the God the only one can tame it.
That's right. That's right.
Some of us, I never was a guy that cursed. It ain't because I was a good boy. My parents would have slapped my teeth out if they hear me say anything. Slapped my teeth out. So I obeyed my parents. And I come to understand that it was God's will that I don't curse. Some of us was unfortunate or less fortunate. We cursed a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But when God came in our life and met us at the crossroads of life, he stammered our tongue.
Yes,
and he took that away from us. And now we talk the things that come from God. Every now and then Satan will get close to you and slip, and it'll slip. The moment you slip, repent from it. Tell the Lord, please forgive me. I'm your son now. I'm your daughter now. Forgive me. See, he say can't no man tame his tongue. So God, the only one can do it. He the only one can do it. He the only one, look, he say he woke me up this morning. All of us know that. I don't even mention stuff like that. He got me put food on my table. Ain't nobody else can do it. Clothes on my back. You don't need to tell me that. What you telling me that for? I ain't got sense enough to know he put clothes on my back. I ain't got sense to know that he put food on my table.
Come on now.
We're supposed to be wise people. Our mind's supposed to be like Christ's mind. We ain't supposed to study evil. We're supposed to be, nobody in this church this day should have a negative mind. Nobody in this house of God should have a negative mind. We're all supposed to be in a positive charge. Don't even think evil of no man. Don't think evil of yourself. But think about God and what he can do, what he's doing for you. And you're going to be blessed. Every time you say, blessed are they, that means it already took place. It's already done. It's already done. We got to keep that in mind. It's already done. So if I can't tame my tongue, I got to watch how I speak. Because I'm going to be speaking Satanology. And he's going to be patting me on my back. Go ahead, boy. Tell it, boy. We get to church sometime. The preacher be preaching. He be using analysts. And we'll hit him on the shoulder. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead, boy. What you doing that for? You just making a fool out of him. That's all you're doing. He halfway don't know what he's talking about, because if he stay in the book, he don't need no patch. I don't need you to tell me. Go ahead on, Smith. Preach it, son. I don't need you to tell me that. That's my job. That's my job, to tell you the truth. Not lie to you. Not give you assumptions, but give you what the words say, the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. So only way I stay in the truth, I got to have a stabilized tongue, which only the Holy Spirit can stabilize. Therefore, with the same tongue, we bless God. God help us, Jesus. Even the Father. And therefore, curse we men. Listen to what it says. Listen to what the scriptures say, which are made after the similitude of God. God made us in his likeness. God made us in his image. He made us to be just like him. I ain't got to try to be like you. I ain't thinking about you. I'm trying to be like Jesus. If you know more than me, thank God for you. I'm going to learn something from you. And then jealousy and envy and strife start popping up. I ain't never had sense enough to be jealous of another man.
Yes, sir.
Always felt in my heart, if you can count to 10, I'm going to get that done.
Yes, sir.
If I don't pray to God, he showed me how to get to 10, I ain't asking you. I go around telling you he called me, sanctified, and kept me. I ain't going to ask you nothing. We called by the same man. The same man that give me knowledge, give you knowledge, give us knowledge. Tell me how to care of myself. Tell me how to walk in life. Tell me how to treat my brother and my sister right. And how to speak to them. We come to church sometimes and say, good morning. Everybody keep their mouth closed. We're like, good morning. If it's good, let God know it's good, because he made it good. He the one made it good. You don't make nothing good. God made us in his image, in his likeness. Everything he made, the Bible tells me it was good. It was very good. Everything God made was good. And we're the express image of God. That's why he said, he asked the whole Trinity. He said, let us make man. That's the whole Godhead. Let us make man. And the Bible tells me he made us in his likeness and his image. And the New Testament tells me I'll be like him. And one day I see him as he is. And I can't look on him now because he's in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession there for us. But what God told me, he said, follow him. Follow him. Follow who? Follow Jesus. How can I follow Jesus? By the word of faith. The word of faith. That's all you got to do is go have faith in what the word say. And you're following Jesus. Let your lifestyle be like his lifestyle. Sometimes we know too much. Sometimes we think. I got caught in that right there in the park there one time. I thought I was sharp. Thought I knew the book. I was quoting scriptures out there and I had a Catholic come out there and start everything I say, he just took and run with it. I said, you know, I'm really in real life. I'm dumb. And didn't know I was dumb. Thinking I knew something. Didn't know nothing. And here's a regular common man. Wasn't even no preacher. Come and took it off, run with it. And it made me come back and examine myself. That's what the book tells me to examine myself. See whether I'm of God or not.
That's right.
And today, at this tongue that's in our mouth, it say a lot of good things. It say a lot of bad things. It lift me up today, cut me down tomorrow. What it does to us, it'll make me praise God today, curse him tomorrow. Make me talk about you, good things about you today. Tomorrow, I'm talking bad about you. I'm trying to find faults in you. Now, I'm supposed to be a preacher now. I'm looking for goodness in you. I ain't got time to look for no fault. It's enough faults all over the earth. If I look for a fault, I look in the mirror. I see one in myself. I'm looking for perfection. That's why I tell people, don't talk to me if you could talk negative. I don't need no negative talk. I've been in a negative world long enough. I need to be positive now. I need to talk about love. I need to talk about peace, joy, obedience, long-suffering. I need to talk about those things. I need to tell you how I made it and who brought me to where I am now. That's what I need to tell you. I need to tell you about I was lost, but I'm found now. I need to tell you how that we didn't have food to eat, and God made provisions for us to eat. That's what I need to tell you. And I need to tell you about precepts and examples by the word. David wasn't even no preacher, just a king. Never have I seen a righteous forsaken or God's seed begging bread. Wait, look, saints of God, you ain't got no business begging. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We're supposed to have everything in our possession. These people going around here talking about the rich and the billionaires and all that, they ain't got nothing. They got money we're going to materialize, going to get out of the way. But eternity with Christ is forever. It's forever. And we need it. We need eternity with Christ. We need to stay with Jesus. When you yes shall appear, the Bible tells you we're going to be like him. If I don't practice how to be like him today, what? How in the world when he yes shall appear, I'm going to be like him? I got to know how, what he, what he persists though. The Bible says out of the same mouth, y'all, receive blessing and cursing. When you was up here singing, I was patting and shouting, hallelujah. And you say something I didn't like, And under my breath, I cuss you out.
Yes, Lord. You do it now.
Out of same tongue.
Same tongue
now.
Same tongue.
On the table here. We're supposed to do this. Remember his death and suffering. Do it with the whole heart. We'll do it just because we're part of the church.
Yes, sir.
I missed it last month, but I'm going to take it this month. And there's been no change in your life. He died that we may live.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He sanctified us, set us apart for his ministry. We got to go and do what he say do, not what we want to do. You know, the Bible tells me where much is known, much is required of us. When you one of them all know it all men, I'm scared of you. I'm scared to death of you.
Yeah, Lord.
The meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. The Bible tells me kind words turn away the wrath of God. God was waiting to put something on me, but when I spoke kind to my brother and loved my brother like he said love it, he forgot all about that. He want me to be like that. As a teacher, in his church, he wanted me to be the most humblest person in the church. Amen. Teach humility. Don't teach grudge. Don't teach hatred. Teach fellowship. Teach love. Teach patience. Teach understanding. Teach joy. Teach about peace. And we ought to be bold. We should be bold. And God's house.
Yes, sir.
You should never be ashamed to speak because you're speaking for it to come from above.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if you're lying, I'd be ashamed to say something too. Because
yes,
a liar, the Bible says, well, let me get this straight. The Bible says a liar won't tear in the sight. And Reverend Benjamin lying, them following him, I'm hellbound with him. I'll probably beat him now. Because I know better and I'm still following him because he's a liar. We got to have humility. We got to know truth. Who is the truth? God is the truth. God is the truth. That's why the Bible said we can't get to heaven unless we come through Jesus. Ain't no other way to go. You know, I looked in the chart that's in this room now. The Bible said God got hundreds and thousands of names. And you can't say nothing holy blaspheming against God's name because he's everything. He's everything you can think of God is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we got to be just like him.
Yes, sir.
We got to stay in the Word daily to grow by.
That's right.
If we don't stay in the Word, we can't grow. We're going to get stalemated. And we ain't going to be able to, nobody can tell us nothing no more. When you get stalemated, you get it selfish. That's what I call selfish. I know it. You don't know nothing. I got it all. You ain't got nothing. The Bible tells me where much is known, much is required. If you don't know what I know, I'm going to get with you until you know more than I know. The Apostle Paul was a doctor in the law. Watch this. His teacher was named Gamaliel. He was the wisest man in all the East. And Paul overcame Gamaliel.
Yes, sir.
Paul, Gamaliel wasn't jealous. He thanked God for the Apostle Paul.
Yes, Lord.
If you supersede me, that's good.
That's right.
It's supposed to be like that.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know academically more than I know. That's good. I can get with you, get closer to you, and know more. But we got to be like God, y'all. Got to be just like God. Because cursing come out the same mouth the blessing come from. Then we learn how to lie a little bit in the church, I believe. Y'all know that?
Oh, yeah.
We'll lie all the week. I've been there. I can tell you. I'm standing before God. I lied all Monday through Friday. Said I was the best boy in town. They had to go to church Sunday. I'm telling the truth. Sometimes I see the church be like that. We don't speak to each other. Now, I shouldn't say this in the church. We don't speak to each other. We don't like each other. We can't stand each other. But when it's Sunday come, look, you can't out shout me. You can't out holler me. I got it. You don't have nothing. I got it. But I remember this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I've been stopped doubting myself. This church was built on a true foundation. We went to the bank, and I got to say this. You see, man. Went to the bank, tried to get a loan to build a church, and I showed him what we want. He said, you can't put that in this neighborhood. You can't put that church like that in this neighborhood. We left them to standing where they were.
Yes, sir.
We went to another bank. And the man said, okay, come on. Y'all got any money saved? I said, yes, sir. We got something saved up. He said, okay, we're going to finance your loan. He said, y'all use y'all's first. And then you start on ours. When you get to y'all use y'all, then you start on us. And we flying free. And said, it's $35,000 for a blueprint. He said, if I build it, you ain't got to pay me nothing. God on our side. He's on our side. And then we had seven deacons trying to stay in the protocol of God. He said, two of y'all good enough. That's amazing, ain't it? This is a bank loan. This $500,000 or $600,000. He said, two of y'all good enough. I said, huh? I thought we need seven. That's the power of God. Seven is the completion of God. We said, you don't need but two? I said, Lord, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. And the brother that turned me down said, you don't put nothing in that community like that. I started to go back to him, but I said, no, that's the devil work. I said, that's the devil work for me to go back to him. My heart bigger than that. You see, the Bible goes on to tell us this. It say, you know what? He said, a fountain, does a fountain send forth at the same time sweet and bitter water? It's impossible. I call that lukewarm. And the Bible says lukewarm, they spew you out of his mouth. It ain't got nothing to do with you, lukewarm people. You got to be hot or cold. You got to be saved or lost. You ain't no middle man. We got to learn how to love one another as Christ loved us. We got to learn how to speak to address one another. We got to learn how to fellowship together in Christ Jesus. How you think Jesus felt when he come in the Bible? I'm talking about what the book say. Jesus said he came here and wasn't nobody saved. Not even one person was saved. And he put up with us for 42 generations. And he came and nobody was saved. How you think he felt? We ain't got patience to bring a brother or sister on and to teach them the ways of God. You born in the world, the ways of the world. But we need God's way. We need God's way. We made in his likeness. We made just like God. And he wants us to be just like him. We need to be in fellowship every day, one with another. We need to be stable in our ways. We need to make a choice today, like Joshua said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And we got to make the right decision. Who we going to serve? When we say we're going to serve him, we serve him. We serve him. And we be of good cheer with him. Say, can a fig tree, my brethren, bring olive berry? No. Either a vine, figs, No. So can no fountain both yield salt and what? Fresh water at the same time. You can't do it. This mouth here, if I talk about how I love you and then go over there and talk about you, the biggest lie ever, I need to be sitting my tail down. I'm talking how much I love you, and over there I'm talking about you. I shouldn't even be held in the pulpit. They need to run me out there with a stick. Out the pulpit. Today I'm loving you, tomorrow I hate you and resent you. Because you got a new car and I'm jealous of you. Where'd that come from? I got a new suit on and you jealous of my suit. I scuffle for this suit. I labor hard for this suit. You ain't got to be jealous for that. I didn't steal it. Sometime I have a blessing. It ain't come for our good work. It's the people of the devil before who laid down and sacrificed themselves for our goodness. We got to keep that in mind. I thank God today that my parents made me go to church.
Yes, sir.
I thank God they made me go to church. I wasn't saved. Can I tell the truth? I wasn't saved, but I had to go to church. I couldn't stay in the house if I don't go into church. I said, Lord, have mercy. All I do, every time I look up, I'm going to church. I got a ball game to go to, and I'm up in church. See, I ain't going to lie about my life. Straightforward, I did it. But when I come to Christ, I see the importance of what my parents are trying to teach me. I went to jail once, and that was for a lie. And then when I paid my fine, and I went to the people with my receipt for my job, verifying where I was. You know what they asked me? You better get out of here. But they called me the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was cool enough by then to be calm. I just left out there and I said, $500 ain't that important to me. I'm going home. Went on home. Thank God for allowing me to get out of jail. Yeah. But after that, getting out of jail, I thought it come to my mind and want to make me hate. But I read the Bible. Say, love your enemy. Say, love your enemy. Those that talk about despitefully, use you love them too.
That's right.
And so I see myself on the outside, and I need to get inside. So I had to draw nigh unto him, and he drew nigh unto me.
That's right.
And then he let me clean my hands up. After I get saved, he let me clean my own hand. But before I got saved, he had to clean my hand.
That's right.
The Bible said a fig tree, my brother, don't bear no olive berry. The vine, figs, so can no fountain, but via salt and fresh water. And now watch what this says. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Wise men have wisdom. That's wisdom. You got the understanding of God in you. That's wise. You got the understanding of God in you. And see, now look what it says. With knowledge. You got knowledge, but you got to know how to use it. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I never will forget this. I was in high school. We was in intramural ball. Now, playing basketball on the court. And this guy, he was smart. He was 4.0 plus. And I threw him a basketball, and he said, what am I going to do with this? That's real. He was that sharp, but he didn't know what to do with the basketball. He needed some wisdom. He had the smarts, but he needs some wisdom. And the Bible tells me wisdom come
from God.
I was listening to them this morning talking about Sunday school, and they brought up some thoughts about education. And I heard him saying something about an old man or old woman or whatever. You was reading and you missed a word in scripture. And they said, hold up, that ain't what it said. And they couldn't read their name on boxcar. And they knew what the scripture said. Because it come from God. It come from God. They come from God. If Jesus said he took 12 ignorant and unlearned men and turned the whole world upside down. If you follow Christ, you're going to be smart. You're going to have wisdom, knowledge, and you're going to have understanding. And you're going to know how to greet and meet people. I don't care what degree they're in, you're going to know how to adjust to them. If that wasn't right, why we go to sinners to try to get them saved? Why you just can't go over to believers? You ain't accomplished nothing. The Bible sent us into the world to tell them what the words say. You can't make them serve God. You can just tell them about God. And it's up to them to receive God. And the benefits come after receiving him. So we have to do it God's way or no way at all. He said it show out of a good conscience, our conversation, his works with meekness and wisdom. Lord, help me. Why you want to show your authority to me? Biggity. I'm the boss. Nothing move without me. That's the devil work. That's the work of the devil. The meek shall inherit earth. I ain't got to push my way to be nobody. I'm automatic. God told me I was somebody. I believe I'm somebody. I understand I'm somebody. And I ain't going to let you tell me I ain't nobody. I'm going to look at you like you're crazy, telling me who I'm not. I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know what it takes to follow him. And you got people tell you, now ain't nothing to you. You ain't going to amount to nothing. I'm the only one been told that before. Whatever you so desire in your heart to be, you can be it. You can be whatever you want to be. You can be just what you want you to be. Now, look what the word says. We're coming to a close. It was a, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not. And lie not against what? The truth. You think you this. You ain't nothing. I tell people that all the time. Ain't nothing to you. But everything is with God. You ain't nothing but a servant. Now, people don't want to be called that, though. They don't want to be called a servant. They want you to be. They want you to. They want to be Lord over you. The Bible says, "Everything good comes from above, and everything above comes from God." I heard God say this one. I swear by none other than myself, because there ain't nobody else over me. And when you got God, you got everything. You got everything. When you got God, you got everything. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got it all. We, for years and years when I was coming up, we all go, what church is the best church? They ain't saved over there, but you ain't saved either. You ain't saved either. How in the world you saved talk down another brother? God wants you to know the truth. The truth gonna make you free. We like to be lifted up. You better call me doctor. Call me doctor. I'm a doctor. I got my doctor's degree. And you need to go to the hospital then.
That's right. That's right.
what it needs you. You got your doctor's degree, go to the hospital. That's what you need it most there. That's right. Henry Williams made a song, People Are Dying. He made that song. I know I was a little boy. He made People Are Dying. And if they're still dying, you need to go where you can help somebody else.
That's right.
You got to know your purpose here on this earth. God gave every one of us in this building a purpose. And we got to do it. My purpose ain't got to be like yours. If all of us did the same thing, the church going to be weak. We all got different gifts. Coming together by the unity of the power of the Holy Spirit make all of us strong. There's no weak people in Christ. But we say, oh, that brother there, he'll do, but ain't nothing to him. Yeah. Well, wasn't nothing to you either for saying that. Ain't nothing to you.
That's right.
If you can't see a brother as a brother, ain't nothing to you. And you need to be taking the backyard and put the 8-ply whoop on you. See, it teach you some sense.
Amen.
We thank God today for you. Keep in mind that tongue is devilish. That tongue will get you killed. That tongue will lie on you. It'll tell you how good you look and lie to your face. You know you're ugly. Rep, you sure look good. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yes, sir.
Speak the same language every time you open your mouth.
Yes.
It come from above. If a brother or sister is weak and destitute and hungry, listen to me good.
Yes,
don't say that in front of me. Let's pray over. Don't you do that in front of me. I'm going to straighten you out. Don't you ever do that in front of me. Let's pray over. Don't you pray. You got pocket full of money, and that brother hung and destitute, and you say, let's pray? Something wrong with your head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go in your pocket and put some money up there. Go take him to the cafe and get some food for him. We got religion. Instead of being Christians, we done got religion. We like to perform these days. We like to perform too much instead of walking the light as he's in the light. And the Bible says if we walk in the light, we won't fulfill the lust of our flesh. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you. We trust God that you understood the teaching that we brought forth to you this day, which is all scripture. All scripture. Ain't none of that my word. Everything was God's word. And if you reject me, you reject God. Say it just like it go. If you reject me, you reject God. If you love me, you love God. You hate me, you hate God. Simple, simple. The Bible tells us no greater love than this a man to lay down what? His life for his friend. It may be so. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.